Welcome to the Garfunkel Wild Health IT Podcast. I'm here with Zach Cohn, a partner with the firm, and I'm Philip Hammerberg, an associate. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing termination provisions and transition periods. So, Zach, what are some of the issues that commonly come up when negotiating termination provisions?
Hi, Phil. So, The issue that really comes up that I wanted to talk about today is making sure the client is in a position where upon termination of the agreement, to the extent that they need some transition time while they're working with another vendor, that the old vendor will, you know, help them out, will continue to give access and won't just shut them off. And then the client is going to be in a position where they might have a very needed service that now no vendor is giving them because their old vendor cut them off and their new vendor isn't up and running yet. So that's why we have what's called transition period language. And again, this, you know, the importance of transition period language really depends on how important the software is to the operations of a client. There's certain software where if you got cut off from it and you didn't have a new vendor up and running, it might be an inconvenience, but it wouldn't really add too much trouble for you to find another workaround. But then there's some solutions like an EHR system or your billing software or, you know, other vital software where you really need to have it up and running continuously without any sort of period of interruption. And so that's why, you know, you want to negotiate these in the beginning, because if you don't, you're leaving it up to chance as to whether or not the vendor is going to be cooperative with you.
Yeah, that certainly sounds like a nightmare scenario to not have a transition provision in place and have that plan to keep the continuity as you transition from one vendor to another.
Yeah, and so I'll describe a couple situations we've seen in the past where you know, there was no transition period language in the contract, and we had a customer who all of a sudden they need something from their old vendor, and the old vendor tells them, well, we can do that, but you need to sign a 3-year or 5-year agreement with us for that. And, you know, the customer really only needed maybe 6 months, maybe a year, but, you know, they're now at the mercy of the vendor. Or the vendor says, fine, we'll do it for a year, but it's going to be at 5X, 8X, 10X of what you were paying before. So those are those nightmare scenarios that you're talking about. And so what we recommend is making sure that there's a discussion with the business people of how dependent are you on this software. If all of a sudden there's a, and again, the best situation is always for the customer to figure out in advance, you know, if they're not going to use their current vendor anymore and they're going to move to another one. Ideally, you're doing that well in advance. You're talking to the new vendor while your current vendor is still providing services, and you have something that's going to be up and running right when your old contract is going to terminate. But again, a lot of times things come up and that doesn't happen. So we always recommend trying to get something in the contract that gives you a period of what you need, whether that's 6 months, a year, 2 years, and some sort of price certainty. So, you know, at the current rates, it could be at the current rates, maybe plus 5% or something. Sometimes the vendor could be hesitant because they're saying, well, you know, you're leaving, you know, how do we know we can trust you to keep on paying? A solution to that can be, you know, you can maybe put up a deposit of half the amount, and then pay, you know, monthly the remainder. But there's always, you know, solutions to this, but it's something that you really need to focus on while you're negotiating the contract. Figure out a solution that works for the customer. And at the end of the day, the vendor, it's in their best interest to provide you with something because it prolongs the amount of money they're going to get for providing a service. So it's always in their best interest to agree to something. And that's why, you know, you do it when you have the most leverage in the beginning of the contract, while you're negotiating the contract.
You know, that really makes a lot of sense. One issue that I've run into recently with some contracts is that some clients, instead of just the transition period where they're going to continue using the services sort of as is or as they were during the term of the agreement, some clients need additional assistance to facilitate that transition from one vendor to another. So in situations like that, I try to include language that would address that and make sure that the former vendor, the vendor you're leaving, will provide those additional assistance and services necessary to smoothly transition to that second vendor.
Yeah, that's a great point. And again, for something like that, ideally, if you can, you want to try and negotiate some set rates, because you don't want to be in a position where the vendor says, yeah, we'll help you. But again, it's going to be a number that's, you know, going to make you blush when we tell you how much it's actually going to cost you. So one last thing is, clients also want to be sure that they know how they're going to get back their data if this is something that's going to be on the vendor's cloud network. And if it's something that the client doesn't have, like an EHR system, where the client doesn't necessarily have it on their own system, and then a duplicative set of data is going to the vendor. So to the extent that you're going to need this data back, one, you want to make sure that during the term of the contract that the software has the ability for you to download it, back to your system if you need to. And then also on termination, you want something in there about how you're going to get the data back, what type of format it's going to be in, if there is any sort of encryptions that you're going to need their help, unencrypting for your network, that all that's put out in the agreement. And again, the extent of how much you need in this is all dependent on how vital the software is, what data it has, and do you have other sources of that data?
Yeah, those are great points. And certainly on another podcast, we can really get into like return of data and various data provisions and security and such. But I think we've touched on termination and transition period. So unless there's anything else you want to add, I think that's it for today.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you. And thank you to the listeners. Please like and subscribe, and we look forward to speaking with you next time.